This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike. I'm director of Safe Place in Spruce Pine.
And I'm Samantha Phipps with the Family Violence Coalition of Yancey County.
You know, last week we were talking about some ways that kids can get in trouble on the internet and some safety precautions that parents need to take to make sure their kids don't wind up in some kind of a situation where adults are abusing children or they're getting into an abusive relationship. Let's talk a little bit this week about adults on the internet. You and I both know that some of our clients come in and they've used the internet to meet their abuser.
Exactly, yeah. And not only one abuser, but maybe this is the second or third one that they've met on the internet.
That's right. And there's lots of ways you can wind up being abused on the internet. And financial abuse is one that's in the news a lot. There's some schemes running around that people are trying to give you some money, but you know, down at the bottom, when you get down to the bottom line there, they want you to send them some money so that you'll get this big pot of money. And there's a number of scams running around like
right.
that.
And if it sounds too good to be true, it is.
It probably is.
Don't fall for that. Also, I got caught up in something one time on Amazon.com, and that's a website where you can buy any book known to man or CDs or videos. And it's a legitimate site, but they're never going to ask you for your password, your debit card or credit card. Well, not credit card, but they're never going to ask you for like a debit card password. And if you get any kind of a message from Amazon.com or PayPal or AOL, you know, one of those companies, they're never going to ask you for that kind of information. What it is, it's a scam where they send out legitimate-looking web pages asking you for that information, and then it's somebody over in Turkey or Venezuela or someplace like that is using your debit card or credit card information.
That's right. And we talked last week about children, and we said that, you know, people on the internet, in chat rooms and people that you meet on the internet, you can't see them, you don't know who they are or what they are, and people can represent themselves as anybody. And so there are a lot of people that are preying on victims on the internet looking for ways to get into a relationship. They may be looking to abuse you or your children.
Mm-hmm.
And you just need to be real careful. And
yeah, women with children, if you're a pedophile and you find a needy woman wanting to get into a relationship, by golly, you know, hey, I'll sweet talk her and then move in. And you don't know her from Adam.
And probably the last thing you want to do is make arrangements for that person to come into your house, right?
Exactly. And at least when we meet people locally, we know something about the relatives, or somebody in town is going to say, oh, yeah, I know him, you better watch it, or I know her. And they're women that use the internet to scheme and connive and infiltrate a man's world,
That's
too.
That's right. You just got to be real careful. There is a feature, and I've used it several times. If you know the name, if the person is giving you a legitimate name, in North Carolina, there is a Department of Corrections website. I can't give you the exact title of it, but if you go to Google and ask for just type in North Carolina Department of Corrections, it'll take you there.
Right.
You can put in the person's name and find their location and whatnot, and it will tell you if they've been convicted of any kind of crime and what that crime was.
Yeah. Now, if they have been in the Department of Corrections, if they've served like local jail time, I don't necessarily know if that kicks in. But if in doubt, that is public knowledge, and you can go to your clerk of court's office and ask for a local one to be run, and that would show up local jail time.
And I would suggest, you know, if you meet somebody, even locally here, you know, it doesn't hurt to just check them out. They don't have to know what you're doing. Just on your own time, check these things out and find out who you're dealing with, because there's just a lot of drug use, abuse, and that sort of thing is going on in the world, and we want to just be warn people that you need to be real careful about who you link up with on the internet.
Yeah.
Last week we made an announcement that you've got an auction coming up. You probably want to mention that real quickly again.
Right. June the 23rd, which is a Saturday, is our Simple Supper Silent Auction, and we want people to come out for that. It's going to be at Higgins United Methodist Church Fellowship Hall. It starts at 6, ends at around 8. We have entertainment. We have the silent auction. All kinds of art is for auction, and other merchants in town give us different merchandise. And if you have anything you'd like to donate, please feel free to call me at 678-3436, and we'll pick up your item, and we'll auction it off.
And I'll give you our Safe Place 24-hour hotline number. It's 765-4044, and in Mitchell County?
Yancey County. Ours is 682-0056.
I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.